Next, we'll hear from Tracy Lario.
Good morning. I'm really glad to be here. I came in from Ottawa last night, so it's always exciting to come to your big city. So I'm going to look at the past, or a real city. So I'm going to look a little bit at the past to think about the future, and what I'm hoping that we're going to start seeing probably within the next 5 to 10 years within the open data movement, that we're going to start thinking more infrastructurally, and we're going to start looking, and administrators are going to start looking at administrative data or public sector information data in a more integrative, infrastructural kind of way, as opposed to the kinds of pipelines that we have right now. I'm a geographer, and as a geographer, we like to work across themes, across sectors in a multi-dimensional type of way. One of the things that we have developed in terms of a geographer who works with geomatics data a lot is this idea of spatial data infrastructures or geospatial data infrastructures. And these are institutional frameworks, policies, administration, laws, and skills of which we heard licenses and such things talked about today. It's technical standards about data integration, interoperability, API, access networks, catalogs, metadata, web services, how we get access to these things, or framework data, the things that stick everything together. And these things have been in practice and have been in existence since the early 90s. And what we haven't seen is we haven't seen yet the integration of this leaping into the open data world, and I see that coming within the next 5 to 10 years. Spatial data infrastructures exist at a global scale where you have multiple nations working together to do this exact kind of work. They happen regionally, they happen in our national mapping organization, and I'll show you an example of what we do here in Canada. And they also happen to a smaller extent within cities. But they're also organizational entities, and they're also socio-technological political regimes of industrial practices, technological practices, they have institutions, they have politics, they have massive funding, and all of these comes together, in a sense, to manage territory and to manage populations. So to think about data also in that other way, I think, is also critically important, that these are things that run nations, and that we want to be active participants in the guidance of our nation, and so we need access to this information, but we also need these infrastructures that will allow us to have access to that information in a different way. So if we think in that social, technological, political regime kind of way, you see in our Canadian context, we have our spatial data infrastructure has access, which is all the access stuff that you saw in the earlier diagram, the idea of sustainable communities, framework data, the maps that stick everything together, skills networks, so you have to have a cadre of skilled people who are able to actually do this work and understand this work, human resources to do this. And I think in the open data world, we're starting to get better at this. And I think when we start working more collaboratively with actual administrators in a more collegial fashion to overcome some of the issues that I think Guillaume was talking about, it'll become very, very interesting for us to work together. Ways to see the data, atlases, complete technological advisory panels. So when the infrastructure began with GeoConnections, it was industry, private sector, librarians, it was universities and academics, and it was IT people and IMIT and thematic people. And I think that's where we have a bit of disconnect in the open data world, where we are primarily in institutions, it's IMIT, and the thematic people are not involved. So we have this disconnect between policy and IT. And I think a gentleman was talking about the FCM earlier. The FCM doesn't look at open data because the FCM is a policy think tank, and it doesn't think data and it doesn't think IT. MISA is thinking about technology and IT and IMIT, but it doesn't understand the policy implications. And so actually these two big organizations need to come together and to think more this way. Now, when Guillaume was talking about health data, I found that very interesting because when you look at geospatial data infrastructures, they're looking at health would be one small system within this larger system. And so you start looking at transportation networks, you start looking at resource management, you start looking at marine advisories, and you start looking at emergency preparedness, and you start seeing how critically important these infrastructures are and why that kind of collaboration came together and the kind of integration that emerged as a result of these entities. To be able to do emergency preparedness, you have to work with the police force, you have to work with someone who understands water, you have to work with someone who might understand forests and forest fires, and you have to work with your municipal official. So you become this integrated network where things have to work because they need to work immediately and in real time. In the public sector information, when it comes to open data, we don't think that way yet. because we don't really see these assets. We haven't thought of the information assets as things that should be integrated yet. And I'm hoping that we're going to get to that point. So this is an example of a kind of an infrastructural approach. So the group on Earth observation is 188 organizations that have come together to integrate all of the satellite and radar imagery in the world. So they have come to develop agreements between and among, and we're talking billions of dollars worth of data, and we're talking massive private sector investments. So it's very interesting that the private sector, in collaboration with NGOs and in collaboration with governments, have found ways to develop data sharing principles. They've developed their own architecture to disseminate this data. They've come up with complete data management plans. They've come up with institutional capacity, if we think of that earlier diagram that I was showing you. And they have these thematic areas, disaster, health, energy, climate, water, health, and so on, where the application areas where these data need to be used again in real time. This is a really massive multi-billion dollar collaborative multidimensional approach. We are certainly not there yet with open data, but I see us starting to move forward into that direction. And I think there's probably merit in going back to the principles that have been developed in the geomatics sector that have been existing already for 25, 30 years. And I think it's no accident that when we start looking at open data in our cities, predominantly geodata are the largest in numbers of data sets that are made available because the geographers and the geometricians have been working this way for decades. This is just another example of infrastructural thinking. This is Global Map. And this is, again, national mapping organizations from dictators to democracies actually working together to integrate data on multiple types of themes, from land covers, vegetations, and so on, again, for sustainable development reasons, again, for emergency preparedness reasons, and also the environment crosses border. Environmental issues and social issues don't care about borders. So you have to cross borders, and you have to integrate your data sets, and they have to be standardized, and they have to be interoperable, and they have to be semantically tangible between and amongst each other, and so on. So I think us in open data have lots to learn by looking at pre-existing examples of well-integrated systems and massive international collaborations. And close to concluding, Global Map and GEOS came out of this document, which was in Rio in 1992. And I think there is merit in us going back and taking a look at this original document, because this is where open data comes from. There's earlier examples and iterations of open data, but this is really where the massive collaborations happen. So Global Map is an outcome of Rio directly. GEOS is an outcome of Rio directly. And global spatial data infrastructures are also an outcome of this. So the principles of data sharing are very well articulated in this document. And I think it's worth it for organizations like Open Knowledge Foundation and ourselves, who are coming up with principles, to go back to this original document, because it's much more comprehensive in the scientific domain. And as an example, here in Canada, International Polar Year, when we get into scientific data, also mandated that researchers that are going to get involved in any kind of open data work have to share their data back, and they have to come up with a data management plan. So as part of the research process, there is a data management plan, and there is an infrastructure that's created to deposit these data, manage these data, and archive these data so that we have them available for future generations and for future kind of research. And I've provided links in all these slides to the key documents that are, again, worthwhile looking at, and also worthwhile looking at in terms of data sharing and principles. And finally, Richard Ackerman's here, which is great because he knows what this is. We need to start thinking about data life cycles. It's not a set of data created by an administrator that we get that disappears. We really need to think about how we create them, how we produce them, how we disseminate them, how we preserve them, how we integrate them, and so on. And that happens at the point of creation. And I think for us, who are advocates to making data accessible, can infuse ourselves as creators and as advocates in this life cycle to move it forward so that it's made accessible under the principles that we're talking about. So we went to the past, and I hope the future means that we can start thinking, you know, once we get a little bit better at doing the work that we're doing locally, that we can start thinking more broadly, and we can get cities working together. We can get cities working together across provinces to deal with this federation issue that we have. We need to cross these provincial boundaries that we have, and we need to get the provinces and territories working together. And I'm not sure that we need to have open data continuously at the Treasury Board Secretariat. I think that's the wrong place at the federal level for that to be, and we need to go back and find ways to integrate the context with the multiple departments and think more infrastructurally on a bigger scale. Thank you.